Evoke enters takeover talks with Bally's Intralot. Evoke, the FTSE 250 listed owner of William Hill and former 888 Holdings, has confirmed that it is in discussions over a potential takeover by Bally's Intralot, in a deal valuing the company at £225.3 million. The proposed offer of 50p per share represents a premium to its recent closing price, though it comes against the backdrop of a prolonged decline in the company's valuation. Under UK takeover rules, Bally's Intralot has until May 18 to either submit a firm offer or withdraw from negotiations. The development follows months of uncertainty surrounding Evoke's financial position and long-term strategy. Mounting pressure from debt and tax changes. Evoke's position has been shaped by a combination of rising operational costs and regulatory pressure. The company effectively signaled openness to a sale late last year when it launched a strategic review, as debt levels and profitability concerns intensified. A significant portion of its financial burden stems from the £2 billion acquisition of William Hill's non-US operations in 2021. Current estimates suggest the company holds around £1.8 billion in debt, limiting flexibility at a time when the broader market is becoming more challenging. UK casino regulatory changes have further complicated the outlook. The UK government's decision to raise remote gaming duty from 21% to 40% starting in April, alongside the introduction of a 25% online sports betting tax from 2027, has materially altered cost expectations for operators. Evoke has already moved to shut betting shops and implement cost-cutting measures in anticipation of these changes. Strategic positioning of Bally's Intralot. Bally's Intralot, formed through a recent partnership between Greek lottery operator Intralot and US-based Bally's Corporation, has been expanding its presence across regulated gaming markets. The potential acquisition of Evoke would represent a significant step into the UK betting sector, providing access to established brands such as William Hill Online Casino. The group's approach reflects a broader trend of consolidation within the industry, where scale and diversification are increasingly seen as necessary to absorb regulatory costs and maintain competitiveness. Implications for the market. The proposed deal highlights the growing pressure on mid-tier operators operating within heavily regulated environments. Increased taxation and compliance demands are narrowing margins, forcing companies to reassess their strategic position. If the acquisition proceeds, it could signal further consolidation across the sector, particularly among operators carrying high debt loads or struggling to adapt to new regulatory frameworks. Larger, better capitalized entities may continue to absorb smaller or financially constrained competitors, reshaping the competitive balance in key markets like the UK. At the same time, uncertainty remains. The premium offered suggests confidence from Bally's Intralot in Evoke's long-term value, but the tight deadline for a firm bid underscores the cautious nature of the negotiations. The outcome will likely depend on whether both parties can align on valuation and future strategy in a market where regulatory headwinds are becoming a defining factor.